Carol Mueller started a mentoring organization along with Sally Ride. She was the first American woman in space and has a PhD in physics.
For every woman that gets a PhD in physics, approximately 152 men get one. And can we even guess at how many more highly qualified male astronauts were passed over to put women into space?
The two wanted to encourage young women interested in science and engineering. Mueller blames the lack of social support and stereotypes as the main barriers holding women back.
I think it's very clear that there are many, many social factors that impact the participation of women in science and engineering. And those are things we can work on and that we can change.
Why do they want more women going into sciences? If women do want to go into it, then they will. After all, they did.
Women have nothing unique to offer, and programs like this are only about getting more economic use out of women by encouraging them into careers that they're not suited to.
Well, you've got social engineers are going around saying that you must have women doing this and you must have men doing that. You should have more women in the construction industry. Why? If women don't want to be working sort of waist deep in mud or getting their nails broken by bricks and things like that, why should they go into the construction industry? Why should these social engineers actually dictate to ordinary people, men and women, what they should and shouldn't do?
Others argue different explanations like genetics have to be explored, and right now, they're taboo.
As soon as you study them, you're called a sexist, and they're screaming and yelling, and you have to back down and apologize for even asking the question.
This is a behavior of feminist women to the idea of debate. It's not about rational argument. It's about hysterical females. It's the most common tactic employed by women to suppress any discussion that doesn't favour the idea of female superiority.
Asking the question has sparked debate and forced change at the nation's oldest university. Today, Harvard President Summers called for a new program to recruit more women.
And so feminism wins the day, and we can look forward to more and more women students and more women on university staff, qualified or not, and fewer men.
Boys get virtually none of the essential list of support that they need in comprehensive schools. Instead, boys get what girls need. PE and sports activities in schools have reduced from 6 hours per week in 1960 to 1 hour per week in 2007.
More of their sporting activity is about taking part instead of winning.
Boys often have to play football and basketball with girls and are chastised for being too competitive or aggressive.
Our last coach said it isn't about the number on the scoreboard, it's about the number of friends we make.
Okay, girls.
Exam-based study has been largely replaced with coursework. Boys thrive on exams and outstrip girls easily because they handle pressure better than girls. Boys don't do the plodding, day-in, day-out type activities in coursework as well as girls do. Boys are regularly chastised, held in detention, suspended and expelled from schools for misbehaviour in classrooms. Boys are being punished for not being more like girls, by sitting quietly and doing endless work that seems pointless.
This semester, we will explore the great books of literature in the 20th century. You will write reports on these books from the 20th century.
I mean, the girls will do it as you know, as a part of the course, but the boys actually will sort of, turn off from a very early stage and say, well, actually, this isn't relevant to me. I'm not even going to bother even trying.
Even though there are more male teachers in secondary schools than in primary schools, the ratio is still 3 women to 1 man. The boys' science teachers and computing teachers are mainly female. Unlike men that teach computing, for example, these women are not into computers. They won't ever have built their own PC in their bedroom when they were teenagers or anything like that.
Did you notice how she didn't even get excited when she saw this original ZX81?
Yeah, no, that was weird. It's almost as if she doesn't know anything about computers.
What?
These females barely know anything about these technical subjects, beyond the absolute minimum they need to know to teach a course of study.
This means that the inquiring minds of boys, who ask questions outside of the narrow syllabus, are stifled by ignorant women, and their respect for the teachers is diminished. Boys respect knowledge and ability. Basically, they respect people who are better than them at something.
Girls just tend to do as they're told and follow the rules.
This is why, for example, government wants more women in powerful jobs. Not for their brilliance, but for their controllability.
If you're looking at a capitalist society, you want
fodder, which are the people who are going to do the work. As long as you employ women, you have a very malleable force. And in fact, if you look at what's happening, I mean, as the women pour into the various jobs, including the legal profession, there are more women doctors, there's more women lawyers, so on and so forth. What happens is that you get a very unbalanced society, but a very obedient society. Men are mavericks, men are a nuisance. Men unionise, women don't.
Government wants a three-tier society, where most men are held back from reaching their academic potential, so that they're restricted in their advancement at work. In this way, women, who have sailed through the education system with artificially high grades, are promoted into management, whilst men are relegated to skilled worker status. With women in management, men's voices are neutralised, and government is much freer to exploit the workforce.
Boys also respect men, men who are bigger and stronger than them. Even at this simple biological level of need, boys are again denied.
Instead, most of their teachers are 5-foot-nothing females with loud shrill voices raised to try and control boys who are a foot taller than them. Female teachers often don't like boys, don't understand them, and can't control them. They see boys as trouble and just seek to contain them for the day rather than take a real interest in their education. Boys need action and excitement in their learning in a way that girls don't. They need adventure books by Alistair MacLean, not books about relationships. Yet in English classes up and down England, you will not find reading materials other than that which will appeal to girls. In my own A-level English class, I had to study The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood, a book more heavily saturated with feminist diatribe you'd be hard-pressed to find.